It was more than 25 years ago, but I still remember her like it was yesterday. She came to see me with tears in her eyes. She and her husband had an argument. In the middle of the argument, she mentioned an old hurt to him. He snapped back, "You told me you had forgiven me, but you lied. If you really forgave me, you would have forgotten that." Feeling guilty, she wanted to know how one could forget old hurts. How do you do that? There are two answers to that question. One, it takes time. And two, you do not truly forget. It's just that one day it becomes irrelevant to you. Let's look at those two ways. Number one, it takes time. There are no biblical passages that can erase old memory. Old wounds heal, but healing is a slow process. Old wounds do not really disappear. They just fade from view. Number two, you don't really forget. Even God does not truly forget. "I know," he said, "I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more." Jeremiah 31:34. God did not lose his omniscience. He made a decision not to call the old sin to mind. When we forgive and forget, that is what we really do. We forgive and then choose not to call the old offense to our memory. One day, as several of us were helping a newly blended family move into a new house, I took a picture off the wall, and there was a big hole behind it. At first, the lady was startled, and then she confessed, "That is where my husband knocked me into the wall. I just put a picture over it." That is the way to forgive and forget. The old wound is there, but we just have to put a new picture over it. The new picture helps both parties. I'm Lonnie Davis.